The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for joining us today.
What up?
How is everyone? Thank you for stepping it up a notch on the reviews, dear listeners.
You guys, I'm like, all of a sudden, I hadn't looked in a couple of days. And then when we were getting ready for this episode and I was putting together the outline, I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's so many. And I like screenshotted it and like, and sent it to you. And I'm like, there's so many. It's so awesome. I read them all to my husband. He's like, okay. I'm like, no, babe, listen to this one.
They really do just make our hearts just beat so much faster because some of the details y'all are putting in when you write it, it feels really personal and it makes us feel like, it reminds us, I should say, that we are actually like getting into your ears and your head and making a difference in your life, even though we've never met you. But wedding planning is like a really specific time of your life and there's so much going on. And we just love, love, love hearing from you, especially, you know, these positive reviews when it makes us feel like we're making something easier or clearer or less stressful. So thank you for writing those and sharing those. And you know, we're about to read them.
Wait, I want to make sure I don't read the ones that we read on the last Yawa. You know, I love saying that. Okay, yeah.
Did you see we got a 1-star rating?
Yeah, who did that?
Hey,
who did that?
Who are you? And come out wherever you are.
It's a rating, but it's not a review. You know what I think it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a mistake.
Yeah. We're positive.
Right,
it's
you guys?
Mistake.
That's got to be a mistake, right? You know what? Because I've done that by accident. Sometimes on my phone, that rating thing will pop up, and instead of hitting cancel, I'll accidentally hit like a number of stars. It was a mistake. And if it wasn't, and you're listening, which I doubt you are, if you really did give us 1 star, then can you tell us why? Why? Okay, I want to change that. I think it was a mistake. So this is from Bean and Sprout, and the subject line says, real advice from people who care. The show for anyone planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. This is the mission statement of the show, and these ladies deliver. Week after week, TBWPP is an excellent example of helpful, evergreen advice that strives to be inclusive of all kinds of weddings, budget sizes, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, you name it. It really is a show for everyone. Christy and Michelle tackle topics with humor, empathy, and expertise. Their advice feels like it truly comes from a place of wanting to help brides and grooms navigate wedding planning rather than trying to sell them on something. One of my favorite things about the show is that it offers insights that you really can't get from articles when Googling most wedding topics. Most of the time, you encounter advice that is very trend-based, articles that exist to drive sales, or feels outdated for people getting married today. Top things I've learned from the show. I love this. Timeline episodes. Live it, love it, use it. Wedding insurance wedding insurance, important. Who knew? Catering episode, get customizable in ways you didn't know were possible or in your budget. You can fly with many bottles of booze because they are under 3.4 ounces of liquid. Thanks, Michelle. Haha, you're welcome. There's a lot more than that, though, honestly. I don't think I've listened to a single episode where I haven't written down at least one thing in my phone notes. My fiancé is also a fan after I played a few episodes during a road trip. He said, our wedding is already better just from having listened to this. So thank you, Christy and Michelle. Shout out to Claire, too. Keep up the great work, TBWPP. What?
That was what a great review.
That is one of my favorites. That was so lovely. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? People are remembering Claire. People are mentioning Claire in our emails. It's pretty awesome. And she's going to be on a little bit later on.
I feel like this, I was just going to say this bride, but that's very assumptive of me.
Yeah, we don't
this
know it's a bride.
Listener, we don't know, but this listener, she must be like in marketing or a publicist or an editor or something, because this was very well written.
Yes.
And thought out.
Very, I mean,
thank you.
That took a lot of time. Thank you so much.
What do we say? The next one, plan that wedding from Jenny.
Yeah.
The O.
Jenny the O.
From start to finish, I love every episode of this show. I'm a soon-to-be bride that has exactly zero idea what to do for my wedding. A quick search for wedding podcasts brought me to this show, and I can't get enough. I listen to it all day, every day. It's full of so much great info, and it's really fun to follow along with. I'm going from completely clueless to I got this. Words cannot express how thankful I am that these gals took the time to make this show. They're so personable, detailed, calming, and just downright fun to listen to. Well done, ladies. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny the O.
You know, Jenny, we're making so much money doing this that it's like,
totally. It's
a pleasure and an honor. I'm sitting on a pile of money right now as we record this.
You literally had to pull it out of your underwear because
it was uncomfortable.
You got stuck. You need to go clean that. Don't smell your finger. Stop that.
It's true. Money is very dirty. So obviously, thank you for listening. We love doing the podcast and hearing from you guys leaving the time to review. You remind us why we're doing it.
Yeah. All right. And then Recovering Panicked Bride, right?
Yes.
By The Bic. This is one wedding planning podcast that has actually helped me to understand the ins and outs of planning and how all of this effort is supposed to all come together to develop a wedding from a production standpoint. I've gathered incredible takeaways from every episode I've listened to, and I'm so appreciative to you too. After getting engaged in December, we quickly hired a very reputable and well-established wedding planner to guide us in the planning of our October 2018 wedding. Sadly, yet thankfully, in the 6 months since, Christy and Michelle have provided 100 times more insight and have been of greater help than anything our planner has helped us with so far. These two ladies are a godsend. Whoa. Seriously?
That's awesome. I mean, it's not awesome that your wedding planner isn't helping all that much, but...
But that's so awesome!
See, we can be...
This is the thing.
Potentially supplemental to who you hire.
This is the thing. We are and again, I'm a wedding planner. This is how I make my living. So don't think you shouldn't hire a wedding planner if you can, okay? Don't even give that a thought, but... because there's nothing that can replace that amount of assistance, right? However, if we're helping you, that's our goal, because not everybody can afford that. And I'm just super stoked we're contributing. This is awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And please, please, please keep the reviews coming. It really does help to spread the word of the podcast to others so we can help others and we can create this community and get more listeners and followers and yada, 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 bing, boom, bam, whatever that means. Yeah. Wah. Yeah, wah.
Yes, now on to today's Yawa episode. You ask... We answer. We got lots of questions between now and the last time we did this last month. So many that we have an overage. We can't talk, we can't answer them all or talk about them all in the recording. So what we're going to do is release additional questions and answers as a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Which will be our first official bonus episode, not a quick focus, but a bonus episode that's like a special members only episode that we'll release to our patrons.
Yeah.
So if you are a patron already, you'll be getting this one way or the other.
Yeah, we've been telling you about our Patreon account and our Patreon page, and we've been asking you to go to it. This is one of the benefits of being a member. We are going to be releasing bonus episodes that only are for our Patreon members that are giving us a little financial assistance every month. And really, you only need to give us $5 a month. I mean, that's like nothing to have access to these bonus episodes and newsletters and all kinds of fun stuff. So consider that because we've gotten so many more questions and we want to help even more. So patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. Sign up. Sign up and become a member. Pay a little bit every month if we're helping you out and you get some more stuff.
Excellent. So we're trying something different this episode, right? Claire is going to be reading some questions for us.
Yeah, we want Claire to be a bigger part of it. And she's so cute. And she knows how to record stuff. And she's good at that. So she is going to read a couple of questions as if she was the person emailing us. And then we're going to answer. Okay, so here we go. Claire with question number one.
Hello, Michelle, Christy, and Claire. Hope you all are doing well. I've been listening to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast for a few months now. You have provided so much support through the guidance and perspective you share. Thank you. As a side note, I'm getting married in Roland's Mansion in Des Moines, Iowa, where your past guests, Amanda and Eric, are getting married. It was so cool to have that personal connection with that episode. Recently, some conversations with my mom have prompted me to seek out your wisdom. I am extremely fortunate to have parents who wish to pay for the vast majority of my and my fiancé's wedding. Getting engaged has been in the cards for some time, and I've been looking forward to wedding planning with my mom. She and I are both type A people who love nothing more than to have a project to plan and execute. Our wedding is 16 months away. Our date is September 7, 2019. One obstacle we seem to be running into is that my mother has a very hard time trusting vendors, and recently stated that she does not want to put down deposits more than 9 to 4 months prior to my wedding, because she fears they will go out of business before the wedding and we will have no recourse to get her money back. She can be a wary person in general, and wedding planning seems to be especially bringing out this quality. Perhaps there is an underlying issue that I'm missing? We both want to ensure we work with high-quality vendors who are reliable and fun to work with. It seems the earlier the better when it comes to booking vendors to ensure we are able to work with our top choices, right? Do you have any advice on how I can build her confidence with selecting and trusting vendors? Online reviews can be falsified and aren't trustworthy in her view. Additionally, how can I best explain to her that wedding vendors really can book out for the wedding season a year or so in advance? Or perhaps this is my misconception, and it would be more reasonable to start booking in January for a September wedding. I hate to waste a business's time by making inquiries if we are not prepared to make a deposit and sign a contract for several more months. Any advice you have would be appreciated. In the name of love and hashtag plan that wedding.
This is a great question. Yeah. So glad that we were asked it and it was framed this way. So here is my response. As far as the questions go, first things first, all legit professional vendors should have contracts. Your mom should read and understand these contracts and ask lots of questions before signing anything, but she should not throw down the gauntlet for vendors in a way that is off-putting. For example, if I get an inquiry from a mother of the bride and she asks questions and wants to know specifics, I try to be as transparent as possible. But I haven't been hired yet, so I can't let myself spend hours editing and explaining and changing the way I do things. I've learned that after many years in this business that this is actually a red flag for me for a potential client.
For sure.
If someone doesn't trust me, I don't want to work with them. And that's sounds pretty basic, but that's the truth. It's not going to be a good situation for either party as the planning process moves forward. So you and your mom should look for businesses that have been around for a couple of years and that have invested big time. Maybe they have a storefront or an office space. They have a kick-ass webpage. They have reviews. You can get referrals. They should be responsive and professional in their interactions with you. And their contracts should have, they should be detailed. They need to have an address and date on them and a place for both parties to sign. These are the basics of a contract. If your mom is worried about a florist not being in business anymore in a year, for example, maybe you can look for florists that have a team, a staff, a couple assistants on the payroll. Then you have a backup person should anything happen to your main contact at the florist's office. Also, wedding insurance. Get wedding insurance now before you hire a bunch of vendors, and you'll be covered in the event that one of the vendors ghosts you and flees with your deposit.
Good one.
Unlikely, but that seems to be what the mom is nervous about, and you know, anything is possible. So check out our episodes on that topic. We did a wedding insurance topic episode. Then I said, I think you can definitely and reasonably book all your vendors at the 9-month mark for sure. Right now might be a smidge early because you're contacting people in the middle of a very busy season, but 12 to 9 months out is normal and expected for a type A bride and mother of the bride. A deposit is going to be required for every vendor, no matter what service or when you book them. For us, this is a way for you to reserve the date. I don't book month of packages more than 12 months out. Do you, Michelle?
No, I usually actually don't book them more than like 8 months out, so 9 months.
Yeah. When I book a wedding, I require 50% with the signing of the contract, and the other 50% is due 2 weeks before the wedding day. And I think that's fairly common for planners who price the way that I do, which is a set price for a certain package. I've had some people push back on this policy, and the other 50, and while I'll be flexible, and sometimes I'll add a third payment so that the deposit isn't as expensive, I will not accept a final payment any later than the 2 weeks mark. I know some people are uncomfortable with this because, quote, what if the planner takes our money and then just doesn't show up? But again, if you hire a legit planner with a social media presence, they're going to show up. And if I wait to take the final balance on the final day, if I wait on it, then my question would be, what if I manage your entire day and at the end, you just refuse to pay me? So that's where the trust comes in. Every vendor is going to have their own tried and true policy on this one. These are such great questions, and I don't think we've shared all of this advice on the podcast, so I asked if we could share it, which we are doing. And then I said, you are correct that you are lucky to have parents that want to be involved and support your wedding. I'm so glad that you recognize that and are excited to work with your mom on all of this planning. She's not the first person to balk at some of the wedding industry's tendencies, but just remind her that wedding vendors are all entrepreneurs and small business people. It's safe to say that 99% of us are not raking it in 1% style every year. You are supporting small local businesses, and with that, a little trust is necessary. Hire the right people, and your wedding day will be a beautiful breeze. Good luck, and keep us posted.
That was a good response, Christy Matthews.
Well, thank you. She wrote back, I think, the same day.
Yeah.
And she wrote a pretty big response. Do you want to read it or summarize?
Yeah. Hi, Christy. Wow, this is all really hit home for me. Thank you for your thoughtful response. Yes, please feel free to share this on the podcast. Regarding looking for vendors who have invested big time, I really like how you put that. Entrepreneurs do not put in the time, money, and passion it takes to grow a business to that level only to flake out. My mom became a realtor several years ago after retiring from her engineering career. Definitely not apples, but to apples. But maybe that perspective will help her open up more to trusting professionals the same way her clients trust her. That is correct. Good. That's a good one.
Yes, I think so too.
The next time we're discussing vendors, I'll bring that up and see how it goes. And thank you for the call to reality about my own planning timeline. I know that often my own sense of urgency is driven by a desire to gather data and information. In this case, I want to know who we'll be working with, what the day will look like, and what we will be able to achieve with our budget. And of course, I'm really excited. But I'll probably drive others and myself less crazy by aligning my timing with the normal swing of things. And I will definitely be getting wedding insurance. I would not have known this existed without the Big Wedding Planning podcast. So thank you. As a side note, a few years ago, there was an article in the Des Moines Register about someone who was conning people in Des Moines by posting as a wedding caterer and then just ghosting the couple the day of. I remember one couple had to go to a grocery store once they realized what was happening the day of. They spent hundreds of dollars on fried chicken. Everyone loves fried chicken, but I felt so bad. Everyone does love fried chicken. But I felt so bad for them to have that happen on their wedding day. I wish I could have shared all of this advice with them. You guys are definitely helping a lot of people, including myself, by putting your beautiful personalities and expertise into a podcast. Sorry if that turned into a ramble. I'll keep you posted in a few months on how it's all going. Cheers. Oh, you know what? So cute. And you know what? Everyone does love fried chicken.
There was a caterer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that ran off with like 20 couples full payments. It was kind of all within a couple of months, and all of my like wedding industry boards were all like, everybody was talking about it, like hubbub. We all knew somebody who had worked with clients who had hired this company, and a lot of the vendors knew personally the guy who was the culprit, and he like ran off to Mexico. I mean, he's a criminal. It's just so rare, though, that sort of story cannot drive your wedding planning journey. So that's, you know, why you have to do a little digging before you hire people. But chances are, if you sign a contract with someone, they're going to show up. You just need to hire the right people to do the job.
Yeah. And yeah, wedding insurance, you know, that's going to help you. That's going to save you. So, yeah. All right, and we need to take a moment here because it's time to talk about our beautiful, lovely sponsor, Zola.com, Z-O-L-A. We love you, Zola. Zola, the wedding company that will do anything for love, is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is there, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with their free, easy-to-use suite of wedding planning tools. So you've got your wedding planning website, you've got your registry, which is how they started out, you've got your guest list tools. Zola's store has the widest selection of gifts for every room of your home and at all different price points. And we know this because we've gone shopping on Zola, right?
Yes, we have. And we've had great experiences with their customer service as well.
They have so many major brands, you guys, like over 500. KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Sonos, Airbnb, gift cards for travel, like airlines.
Samsonite.
Yes.
Like ridiculous prices and designs for luggage, which I don't know. I don't know if I would have thought of that for a registry, but it makes perfect sense.
And you can create funds for anything you want, not only honeymoon, but a puppy or home down payment. You can create like a fund for this that your guests can contribute. You can create your wedding website for free at Zola, and it's so much more than a wedding registry. They've got an app for your iPhone or Android. It's insane. Go right now, or when you're not driving, make it safe. Go to Zola.com/bigwedding. Zola.com/bigwedding. Thank you, Zola. All right. So I am super excited because someone called the phone number. They called our phone number. And not only did she call our phone number, but her and I were texting afterward. It was fun. I was so excited. I was so excited when I got the phone call, when I got the voicemail. So this is Hannah. And here is her question.
Hello, my name is Hannah, and I am getting married in New Jersey this coming September 2018, and I have a big, wonderful, loving Jewish family, emphasis on big. Our wedding is probably going to end up being about 350 guests. Our raw invite list is actually sitting right now at about 430-some-odd, but with RSVPs we'll end up around 350. I come from a theatrical background, and I've done a bunch of stage managing in the past, so I'm actually feeling pretty good about the logistics so far. But I'm curious if either of you have ever dealt with a wedding quite at this scale, and if you had any specific advice for a large wedding with a larger guest list. Our venue is a hotel. They've done lots of weddings before. And in fact, they do a lot of South Asian weddings. So they're used to weddings of up to 600 guests. So the room's plenty big. And I'm not worried about people sitting or anything like that. But I would love to hear if either of you have worked with an event quite this big, because whenever I say those numbers to people, they sort of stare at me like a deer in headlights. And I wonder if I've messed something up and gotten myself in a little too deep. So far, so good, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks. Bye.
That was Hannah. Thank you for leaving us a message, Hannah. We really love you for that. And everybody, we want to remind you that we have a phone number. So, you know, you can call in and ask your question and we can put it on the show. And that number is 415-723-1625. Again, 415-723-1625. I love saying
and
that.
You
what?
You answered Hannah in an email.
I did.
And then we're going to answer it.
Yeah, I answered it in an email, answered her in an email, and I texted with her. You know, right now the questions are coming in, well, sometimes they come in big lumps, you know, but we're always going to try to answer via email first, people. But if it gets crazy, we're just going to answer on the show. All right, so here is my answer to Hannah. Thank you again for listening to the show and being our first voicemail caller! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Smiley face. First off, you have not gotten yourself in too deep. You getting those, quote, deer in the headlight, unquote, looks is simply their reaction to hearing about a larger than average wedding. I get the same reaction when I tell people about big weddings that I've done. The fact that you are feeling good about all of the logistics so far is awesome. A theatrical background in stage management is great experience, as this is definitely a production. The largest wedding I've planned was around 650 guests. It was an Indian wedding in a huge ballroom at a Hilton Hotel in San Francisco. It was my second year as a wedding planner, and it was a challenge, but it was fun. My biggest piece of advice here is to keep in mind and be okay with the fact that you will not be able to spend time with each and every guest on a personal level on the wedding day. You know, because a lot of people are like, oh, I definitely want to say something to every single guest. For Christy, does that happen to you?
Yeah, that pressure is
it's
unrealistic.
A lot. But once you get into these big weddings, it's just not going to happen. So make sure that you and your fiance make some sort of a toast or speech and take time to sincerely thank each and every person for being a part of your lives. Make the wedding fun. Have great music and lots of room for dancing, okay? That's going to be also very important. Be sure that if you are having a cake on display and cutting into it as part of that ceremonial cake cutting, that there's a huge sheet cake in the kitchen that your baker has left so that the cake service goes faster. The kitchen staff will have that cut up already once they know you're going to be cutting into the cake. And they'll even start serving it the minute you guys, you know, you cut and you kiss and you drink your champagne or whatever. Boom, they'll start coming out with cake. And then they'll bring your display cake into the kitchen and start cutting that as well. The Hora dance is going to be amazing with a group this size, right, Christy? It's going to be so fun.
So fun. You have to have an amazing DJ.
Yeah. Or band. They might have a band. So I prefer a band for a horror dance just because they can read the crowd and keep going and going and going. And then be sure you have two sturdy chairs with arms on them so you don't fall. Just another little tip there. That doesn't have to do with the size of your wedding, but simply you don't want to fall off the chair. So if you need to rent two armed chairs from a rental company, you should do that through the hotel probably. How amazing and heartwarming that you have so many people in your lives. You are not in too deep and you did not make a mistake. This is your wedding and the beginning of an awesome journey. And what a nice large village of people to support and love you along the way. Best of luck to you, Hannah.
Excellent. I definitely want Hannah to send us some pictures or yes. a highlight video or something afterwards, because this sounds like so much fun.
And then she did text me, Christy, and said, and I think I texted you about this, that we should do an episode all about room blocks and guest travel and, you know, how to handle those things. I don't think we've done a show on that yet, have we?
Not really. We should. And maybe we can talk to a hotel room block manager.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll put it on the list.
All right.
Question number three, Claire.
Hi, ladies. I just stumbled onto your podcast last week and started binging from the first episode. I'm already on episode 29 and I'm hooked. You've inspired me with ways to add unique touches to our wedding. I love that you ladies go into detail with your topics while keeping it entertaining. You have me saying, plan that wedding at random around the apartment, which results in strange looks from my fiance. We need help with a wedding hashtag. I've seen a few sites that give you generic options, but we want something clever and we're drawing a blank. Do you have any recommendations on services that create cool wedding hashtags? I'd be willing to pay a fee. We're getting married at the Foundry in Long Island City, New York in September of 2019. It's an industrial space. The best I have is hashtag he put her ring on it. Thanks, ladies. Looking forward to catching up on all the episodes.
Okay. I feel kind of, I laughed when I got this question. Because Michelle, you passed it on to me.
Because you're younger than me.
Yes. Michelle was like, this is a hashtag question. What are we going to do? Which I laughed as if I know anything more about it. So I said, hi, thank you for listening to our podcast. We love that you're finding it helpful. I don't know though, that we will be all that helpful for your specific question. Michelle and I are dinosaurs, remember? So hashtags are not our specialty. That being said, I fucking love puns. So I, right off the top of my head, suggested for her, how about hashtag punter ring on it?
Oh, see what you're I did there? So clever.
Or hashtag Daylo punter.
What is that?
It's just mixing. Oh, it's just mixing the two last names.
She gave the last names. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know any businesses that help with this specifically. Like I don't have any direct, experience with that, but maybe you, our dear listeners, yeah. do. So if you have any ideas about a hashtag for this wedding, the Daylo Punter wedding, please call us, email us, tweet us. Put it on Instagram, Facebook us, yeah. and then we can be more helpful for your, yeah. for your listener peer.
I know that there's
here.
Hashtag generators out there, but if any of you listening like has had luck with anything or found something pretty awesome, let us know so we can help this listener.
And then she wrote back, thanks for the response. Yes, please feel free to share with your listeners and industry crew. It would be much appreciated. By the way, I've listened all the way through episode 53 since my first email, which was like only a week or two ago. So she's been
on it.
She's been on top. My aunt agreed to be our officiant a couple weeks ago. So I was so excited for the unofficial officiant episode and episodes 51 and 52, where you speak on your experience as the officiant at your friend's beautiful ceremony. I shared the episodes with my aunt and she loved it and is so inspired now to get started with us on the ceremony. Looking forward to number 55.
Yeah.
Your advice and insight has been invaluable. Thank
you. What's up? Keep it into the family. Hey, Auntie. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So cool.
You know, someone reached out to us on email, not something like not a question, but a professional wedding officiant who has listened to podcast. And she was telling, it was addressed to me, like, you talked about how you were just an officiant for your cousin, and I am a professional officiant, and she helps other people who are going to be doing unofficial officiant jobs.
Oh, we should
like
put
me.
Her on the show notes because we're mentioning her.
Yeah, yeah, I will. I forgot her name, but
it's
I'll
on
find
the email,
out.
I think.
Yes, and maybe we can have her on also. But I am a person who public speaks fairly often. I have a background in theater. I'm not a shy person. And with wedding planning, I know a lot about weddings and ceremonies, obviously. And I'm telling you, when I did the officiant job for my cousin in front of, you know, family members and loved ones who wanted me to succeed, I was incredibly nervous. And that really surprised me how nervous I was. So it is not an easy job. If you have a friend or relative who said that they would do it for you, that is golden. Like, treat them well, make it easy for them, work together on the ceremony script. Don't just, you know, hand them that job. The job is to act as a spokesperson during your ceremony, basically. The job should not be, unless you're hiring a professional, to help write or completely write your ceremony script for you. So just don't underestimate the job. If you're going to have a non-professional do it for you, which I love, and we both have seen happen so many times very successfully, make sure it's the right person, because it's nerve-wracking and it's an emotional day, and you know, it takes a lot. So we totally encourage it, but pick the right person and work with them to be successful.
All right. Well, that was a lot of info and some really awesome questions. Thank you, Claire, for reading those questions. Thank you, Hannah, for calling in and leaving us a voicemail and letting us hear your lovely voice.
Thank you for your reviews and your questions and your ratings. Tell your friends about us.
Tell your mom. Say hi to your mom. You know, Mark Wahlberg, if you're listening, say hi to your mom for me. He's so cute. I don't know why I threw that in there. Okay, thank you so much. Christy, you want to throw out all of our ways to get a hold of us?
Yes, Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Also Facebook, The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Twitter is TBWP Podcast. Website, TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com. And email, TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. We talked about our phone number. We talked about Patreon. And we talked about iTunes. Please continue to interact with us in any of these ways. We love you. We love doing this podcast, and we have many exciting things to come. So stay tuned.
All right. Love you. Love your show. Have a good week, everybody. And we'll talk to you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.